You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Competing for the top spot in the national headlines this hour, reports that seven states in the Arab Gulf region have suddenly broken ties with neighboring Qatar, an important U.S. ally. The reason? Well, published reports say this is about Qatar's alleged ties to terrorism. Was there a precipitating event? Not clear, but it's hard not to try to connect the dots with what happened Saturday night in London. Sahar Aziz is professor of law at Texas A&M University School of Law. She's a former non-resident fellow at the Brookings Institution, and she specializes in national security and counterterrorism. Professor Aziz, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.
These alleged ties to terrorism, what is the connection between Qatar and terrorism?
Well, I think they're pretext because the Egyptian government and the Saudi Arabian government and now other countries that are allied with them have been upset at Qatar for many years now because primarily of Al Jazeera, which is the channel that provides critical coverage of many of these countries' actions, including their human rights violations. Mm-hmm. And they've attempted multiple times to get them to stop doing so. And Qatar has effectively refused.
But of course, there's also been concern from some in the United States, certainly some in other Western nations, about Qatar's apparent ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, no?
Yes, Qatar and Turkey have been the only places where the Muslim Brotherhood, particularly from Egypt, have been able to find refuge after what has effectively been systemic persecution when Mohamed Morsi was ousted. Many of the Muslim Brotherhood members are now in prison. They've been sentenced to death, and they've been criminalized as an organization. So Egypt Sisi is livid that Qatar is giving the Muslim Brotherhood a place to be safe and also to set up a base to launch essentially opposition propaganda against him. And Qatar has refused to arrest them, extradite them, or prohibit them from entering the country.
I mentioned the question about what was the precipitating factor here. I mean, this seemed to come as something of a surprise to most. And in most of the published accounts, and I've been going through them all morning, it's not clear how such a coordinated diplomatic break, what would have triggered it?
There was a break in 2014, but it didn't succeed in getting what they wanted, which was for them to stop, you know, the Al Jazeera coverage and also to stop allowing the Muslim Brotherhood in. But I think the key event was Trump going to Saudi Arabia as his first foreign visit and probably behind the scenes conversations that gave the green light for them to engage in, including cutting ties with Qatar, but perhaps other things such as continuing their fight in Yemen. So they feel emboldened that Trump has now supported these regimes. And so they are doing something they've wanted to do for many years, which is to severely punish Qatar by cutting off, you know, land access, which is going to create a food insecurity crisis for Qatar, pulling the ambassador, stopping all air flights and all forms of retaliation for demands they've had for years but have been unable to act on.
But this doesn't seem to square, at least for me, given that the U.S. military's central command is based in Qatar. I think something like 10,000 American troops are there. And you also have the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, who is now in Australia at the moment, saying, no, look, this, don't make more out of this than you need to. So it's not clear that the U.S. endorsed this at all.
I don't think it was an endorsement of this particular act. It was more an endorsement that we will support you in your counterterrorism. And they're using this as a way to pressure Qatar, probably hoping that Qatar will give them what they want and then relations will be normalized. I also think that they don't believe Qatar has the interest in harming the U.S. military interest. In other words, right now, the only card that Qatar has to play is this military base. So I don't think that the GCC saw the base as at risk by this action.
I have to ask, because you're with Texas A&M Law School. Texas A&M actually has a presence in Qatar, a school, as I understand it. And of course, there are the implications, potential implications in the oil markets, which could affect Texas. How do you see this playing out on the home front, if you will?
Well, the stock market has already gone down in Qatar. And as you know, they're the biggest producer of liquefied natural gas there. So to the extent that, you know, the Texas oil and gas market is connected to Qatar's, in particular in the Middle East in general, you are going to probably see an increase in energy prices.
Sahar Aziz is professor of law at Texas A&M University School of Law. Professor, thank you for speaking with The Standard.
Thank you.